my king? Yeah. His office is manifold. His promise is sure. His light is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Well, I wish I could describe him to you, but he's indescribable. He's indescribable. Yeah. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. I'm trying to tell you, the heavens of heaven cannot contain him, let alone a man explain him. You can't get him out of your mouth. You can't get him off of your hands. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. The witnesses couldn't get their testimonies to agree. And Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. That's my king. Yeah! He always has been, and he always will be. I'm talking about he had no predecessor, and he'll have no successor. There was nobody before him, and there'll be nobody after him. You can't impeach him, and he's not going to resign. That's my king. Is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Well, all the power belongs to my king. We around here talking about black power and white power and green power, but it's God's power. Thine is the power. Yeah. And the glory. We trying to get prestige and honor and glory for ourselves, but the glory is all his. Yes, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever and ever. How long is that? And ever and ever and ever and ever. And when you get through with all of the forever, then amen.
One day, you were on an airplane going to Alaska, and you heard an audible voice. Tell me about that.
Yes, sir. I was in that airplane. I was over just a little bit north of Wyoming, headed towards Seattle, Washington. And the Lord God spoke to me for the first time that I'd ever heard God.
How did you know it was God?
Well, because I was led by another voice when I was fighting in the streets. There was two voices, and the one was God, because he was talking to me about becoming born again.
And what did he say to you?
God told me that, see, my problem was God had told me that he wanted me to get born again and to believe in Jesus. And I started not arguing with God, but talking with him, that I didn't appreciate the way the church people would act like they loved Jesus, but then live a different life. And I didn't want anything to do with it. And God asked me to be that man to live by faith.
And what did you respond?
And well, I was really taken back because I'm a fellow that takes challenges pretty regular. And I told the Holy Ghost or the Lord Jesus that I would do it, and I would take that challenge, and I would become born again. Coming out of the background I did, I had watched thousands of people get saved, and I knew how to do it. So I got up, unbuckled my seatbelt right in the plane, and all these people around you, they're watching. You know how people are. They try to hide the way things are. But
by the way, when God was speaking to you, obviously you must have almost been startled. Did you respond back out loud or just within yourself to God?
Yes, sir, I did. That's what made it a little bit more confused for the people. I was talking like you and I are having a conversation, but you're not there. And that's why I was talking to God, and they couldn't see anybody.
And they couldn't go anywhere. You had a captive audience on an airplane.
It was kind of funny. But the people were really, they thought I was strange anyway. And so most people do. So I unbuckled my seatbelt and got out in the aisle and led myself to Jesus right there on the airplane.
You didn't care what anyone thought of you, did you?
No, sir, I didn't. I didn't care because a decision as quality as giving your life to Jesus has got to be made between you and Jesus, and it doesn't matter what anybody else says or does about it.
"Where do you come from?" he asked Jesus, but Jesus gave him no answer. "Do you refuse to speak to me?" Pilate said, "Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above." "Here is your king," Pilate said to the Jews. But they shouted, "Take him away! Take him away! Crucify him!" "Shall I crucify your king?" Pilate asked. "We have no king but Caesar," the chief priests answered. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified.
For me, a sinner for a king, offering your death and suffering my sin, and I will give my life to you, Lord. For with grace you came to pay the ransom. I will live my life for you, Lord. You brought me back from death into your mercy on the cross.